I was sipping my second pint of Yorkshire bitter when he ambled in. He started to call me Commander, then halted, ratcheted his monocle into place, and counted my stripes. Captain Marcinko, so pleased you could join me. Sir Arby waved his hand vaguely in the barman's direction. The bartender immediately set a glass of red wine deferentially across the bar. Sir Arby's hand went around the stem, and he swirled the wine at the bar top. Then he picked the glass up and peered at it. His narrow nose went over the rim. He inhaled deeply, then sipped cautiously, swished the wine loudly in his mouth, then swallowed. Sir Arby was a strange one. His neutral gray fish eyes never gave a hint of what he was thinking. He explained that he and Cino had enjoyed a rare working relationship. We were two old cold warriors. We did battle against the Soviet bear. But then the Soviet bear disappeared. For someone like me who focused his entire career on the Cold War, the loss of my sole adversary left me feeling a strange sense of purposelessness. He stared out into the square, then turned back to me. It was Admiral Seacrest, your CNO, and our Admiral of Fleet, Sir Norman Elliott, who brought me around. They realized that there was a new danger, perhaps even more critical than the Soviets. I knew what he spoke. Fundamentalist terror, I changed the subject slightly. Sir Arby, why the hell did you ask Pinky Prescott to turn me over to you? He eyed me. Captain, in the past 6 months, your CNO, our Admiral of Fleet, and I have noted with distress a new trend towards terrorism of a certain sort. CNO had indeed begun to see a new and particularly virulent form of terror. It had been one of the reasons behind my trip to Cairo. Sir Arby continued, if you look at the quantitative studies only, there's been nothing significantly notable. But if you overlay that material with political reporting, there seems to be an emerging pattern of global terrorism that is unprecedented. That was CNO's theory, too. But within the Pentagon, no one else had drawn similar conclusions because no one ever overlays intelligence. There was no big-picture outfit that took nuggets from everyone and tried to make sense of them. But CNO had. He'd often spoken of a new terrorism without borders or specific nationality. It was an enlargement of the battle that had been going on for some years, directed against the West by mullahs from Algeria to Kabul. This new wave was infinitely more dangerous. It was being waged by an army of mujahideen soldiers recruited from all over the Muslim world.